Welcome to Maseches Eiduyos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 4, Mishnah 6. As with so many Mishnais in Maseches Eiduyos, we segue to a brand new topic totally. And that's the topic of Hechsher Oichel. We know the halacha is that food cannot be mekabel tumah, it cannot contract tumah impurity, unless it is mukhsher lekabel tumah. What does mukhsher mean? So the Torah teaches us, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, let's say water, a liquid, comes in contact with the food, with a vegetable, let's say, then now if a tamei person touches it, it could become tamei. Until liquid goes upon it, and more than that, liquid goes upon it with the will or the consent of the owner, it is not susceptible to tumah, and it can't become tamei. What can make it mukhsher lekabel tumah? What can make it susceptible? So seven different liquids, yad shachat dam, wine, blood, oil, milk, dew, etc., etc. So let's see this Mishnah. Let's say a person has a large barrel and he's pickling olives in it, in some kind of brine. So now the problem is that those olives exude some type of liquid, olive juice. I don't even know if it's oil, but olive juice. And now the shaila is, does that olive juice automatically make those olives susceptible to tumah? Is it machshir them lekabel tumah? So Beis Shammai says no. Because he says that liquid that comes out is counterproductive for the development of the olives. It makes them too soft sometimes. So the fellow doesn't have to do anything, even though they're all immersed in that liquid, if you want to call it. But since he's not nicha, he'd rather it not be there. It doesn't become mukhsher lekabel tumah, as we explained. Beis Hillel says no, that mayo, that juice from the olive, does make it tameh, unless he shows he doesn't want it. How does he show he doesn't want it? By making a hole in the barrel so that juice should come out, then it's not machshir. A Maidan Beis Hillel would agree, Shein Nikva, that let's say you did make a hole to show that you don't want that. Usisamu Hashemarim, and now some of the sediment clogs that hole so it sits in that liquid. Shehi Tahira, it's tar, because the owner showed that he's not interested in that liquid, so it doesn't make it Mukhsher Lekabel Tumah. Continues the Mishnah, a little bit of a deviation. Hasach B'Shemen Tar, somebody that smears his body with pure oil, V'Nitma, and then while it's still on him, it becomes Tameh. Yorad v'tavel, and he goes down into the mikvah while the oil is still smeared on him. Beishamai mafa pishu medatev. Beishamai says, even though the oil is dripping off of him, tahar, the oil is still tahar, and even though normally the only thing that becomes tahar in a mikvah, the only liquid that can become tahar in a mikvah, is water. However, since the oil is on his body, it becomes like part of his body, and therefore it becomes tahar. Beisilva and Beisil disagree. They say kitei sicha sever katan. If all that's left on his body is a tiny amount of oil, enough to smear one's smallest finger, then we say it's tar and it's batal to the guf. However, if let's say there is more left on the person's body, then the shemen becomes tamei and the mikvah does not purify it. V'imhaya shemen tamei trilasei, let's say the oil was tamei even before he smeared it on, and then he smears with tamei oil, then beishamer mkadesi chasever katan. If all that's left is enough to smear one's pinky, then the shemen becomes tahar when he goes into the mikvah. Beis Hillel says, if let's say the oil that's on his body is enough that a hand touches his body, it'll become wet from that oil, then it doesn't become tameh when the fellow goes into the mikvah. Rabbi Huda says the name of Hillel, no, there's a larger amount. Tefech umatviach. If let's say the oil that's on this person's flesh has enough that if someone touches it, the hand becomes wet from the oil, but not just that, that hand can now go and make something else wet, then halacha is that it remains in its tumah, and if not, the waters of the mikvah purify it, they make it tar. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.